These days, everyone needs a side hustle. And driving with Uber lets you go from earning to working.
That was an Uber commercial from 2016. It featured a young guy who was splitting his time between his regular job, occasional Uber driving, and just hanging out. But for many drivers, Uber is a full-time gig. Drivers can work up to 40 hours a week, and sometimes more, without being a full-time employee. It's become a point of contention between drivers and the company in some cities, but there's still a high demand for ride-sharing.
A while ago, I'd have, you know, friends and constituents come up to say, "We need Uber. Can you get Uber up here?" So I think there's a demand for it. I was in Seattle. I took Uber one way and a cab the other way, and there was really no comparison.
That's Representative Adam Wohl, who's joining Senators Mia Costello and Anna McKinnon in an effort to bring Uber and other companies like it back to Alaska. His bill is nearly identical to the one in the Senate. Both classify drivers that work for Uber and similar companies as independent contractors. That doesn't sit well with Barbara Huff, who handles legislative affairs for the Teamsters Local